Strands from the Yellow Vests, by Sunshine and Showers. Revolted the Roundabouts. Image. Guy Lipjorney. Labeling Leave voters racist bigots did not end well in spring 2016. Neither did calling Trump supporters a basket of deplorables in September 2016. Now it is the turn of the French Guy Lipjorneys, in 12 acts so far, to have thrown French politics into turmoil. They are the latest incarnation of the somewheres, rooted, nationalist and social conservatives, as depicted by David Goodhart in the UK in opposition to the anywheres, the socially mobile, liberal, cosmopolitan urban elites. The Guy Lipjorneys are the France périphérique described by French geographer Christophe Guillouis, the working and lower middle classes living outside the big globalized cities. Now these previously overlooked, voiceless and invisible French have donned high-vis jackets to be heard. The Guy Lipjorneys, GJ, movement takes its name from the high-visibility yellow vests that France's drivers are required by law to carry in their cars at all times. It is an apt symbol, as this obligation was the first of several government initiatives pertaining to cars and perceived as getting pettier and pettier, more and more difficult to accept, all part of the war against the car. This is not an exhaustive presentation of the GJ, books are already being written on it. Also, our embedded KBs in French rurality would be better placed than I am to attempt to analyze the GJ movement, and I hope they'll correct me and add what they've witnessed or read. I needed to make sense for myself of what has been unfolding since last mid-November, as I dismissed the first outing of the GJ as just another demo in France. I'll concentrate on the beginnings, some might find ideas there. Then look at numbers and end on the prospect of a GJ party in the forthcoming European elections. The GJ discontent began before the announcement of President Macron's fuel tax increase that we all heard about. The rumbling of the GJ's anger had begun with the reduction of the speed limit on A roads from 90 km per hour, 56 miles per hour, to 80 km per hour, 50 miles per hour, to help avoid, it was said, between 350 and 400 road deaths a year, or raise more radar revenue, as some would have it. It came into effect on the 1st of July 2018, affecting around 400,000 kilometers of two-lane departmental roads, about 40% of France's road network. Around 70% of the population was opposed, and it formed a key trigger for the roundabout blockades that were to bring France's road network to a halt. The fuel tax hike, announced for the 1st of January 2019, wrapped in the justification of the defense of the environment, was going to hammer those who live outside the big cities and who rely on their cars to get to work, go shopping or to the cinema, and it was the last straw. A large proportion of cars in France use diesel, the price of which has risen by 23% in the past year. Anger had been mounting, but two women arguably provided the spark. On the 18th of October 2018, Jacqueline Mrault posted a video message addressed to President Macron about his unfair car taxes. The last straw for her had been the announcement of a congestion charge on entering big cities. Her video was viewed by 5 million people. On the 22nd of October, a Parisian newspaper mentioned the online petition that Priscilla Ludowski had started several months earlier, which had been languishing. It was signed by 800,000 plus people in 1 week, going viral. Mrault's video. The two women were invited by all the TV channels. The discontent was beginning to snowball. A Facebook group called for a national demonstration on the 17th of November. The name for the movement was involuntarily found by Ghislaine Cotard, who shot his own video in his truck and posted it on his Facebook page to encourage many people to turn up on the 17th with the comment "Je veux voir le Max de Guy Lipjorney, sick, sur les tableaux de bord pour le 17th of November 2018. I want to see a maximum of yellow vests on the dashboards on the 17th. The video also reached some 5 million views in a few days. Ghislaine Cotard's video. Some 150 Facebook groups were created and called for meeting at local roundabouts on the 17th of November. The number of such rendezvous grew exponentially. Le Parisien tried here to draw a map of 700-plus meetups. Guillet's Jaunes, La Carte des 700 Rassemblements previs le 17 November. In the end there were about 2,000. Since then, the GJ movement has been characterized by roadblocks at roundabouts, snail operations to slow traffic, open motorway tolls, the destruction of speed cameras, fuel depot blockades, pickets of petrol stations and shopping malls, and large rallies in Paris and other large cities every Saturday. I was retrospectively struck by the fact that the weekly news magazine Valeurs Actuelles published this cover below, with a 12-page dossier inside, on the razzle-dazzle fiscal of the GJ, that is they've had it up to here with increased taxes, even before Act 1 had taken place. The magazine was out for sale on Wednesday the 14th of November. Image. Valeurs. This is actually part of the reason why for a while the GJ movement confused me. VA is a liberal conservative, also called right-wing, magazine, voicing its readers' concern about mass immigration, Islamification and insecurity, but very pro-law and order. It was the first news magazine, if not the only one, to feature an interview with candidate Trump, then Bannon, Hilbeck and Zemmour. The sulfurous writers have positively adorned their front and inside pages. The only time I've seen VA support a street demonstration was at the time of the Man of Porthouse, the anti-gay marriage protests, dash which figures. Week after week it has shown support for the GJ when other news magazines have been critical or focusing on negative aspects, the violence, the manipulation, the hatred for the president, the far right. Image. Le Point covers. Front covers of Le Point focus on violence. L. After Act 3, the last days of the French model, with photo of the damaged statue at Arc de Triomphe. After Act 8, but when do we put a stop to this? With guide inside on the falsehoods peddled by the GJ. Similar remarks could be made about TV channels. RT France has been more sympathetic to the GJ than the other channels. And the people I asked about the GJ whom I would have expected to agree with their grievances, did not. Also disorienting, one of the leaders of the May 1968ers, Daniel Cohn-Bendit, views the Guillet's Jaunes not as revolutionaries but as a movement veering dangerously into authoritarianism. In an interview with The Observer, Cohn-Bendit, now a friend and advisor to President Emmanuel Macron, said, "This movement is very different to May 68. Back then, we wanted to get rid of a general, Charles de Gaulle. Today these people want to put a general in power." May 1968 was a revolution, now the violence is just frightening. From toppling the establishment in 1968, to being the establishment in 2019. As we know here in the UK, the MSM have hardly covered the weekly demos and we also all know why. The atmosphere is febrile, the anger against the onslaught on Brexit has become palpable. Certainly quite audible on the airwaves, and BBC, Sky et al. Are doing their best not to show British viewers what power ordinary citizens can yield. Civil disobedience, widespread disruption and chaos could be contagious. Marion Maréchal Le Pen, MMLP, drew the parallel recently at the Oxford Union. "Yellow jackets are very similar to your Brexiteers, we are in the midst of a populist movement. Behind the word populist, there is the word people, people who have been abandoned, people who are not represented." Marion Maréchal Le Pen compares yellow vests to Brexiteers. The GJ have inflicted on the elites, the media, the intellectuals and the celebrities the same shock as Brexit in the UK. As it is a movement that is more populist than progressive, few of the above-mentioned have shown much sympathy. Another reason why the MSM have shied away from reporting the GJ is that this movement unites left and right, certainly in the first weeks. It is a popular and apolitical movement, carried by social media, and it has been largely leaderless but widespread. MMLP's aunt, Marine Le Pen, and another right-wing politician, Dupont-Aignan, were the first to lend their support. Mélenchon, on the far left, did so later. Image. Poster. He who sows misery reaps anger. What do the Guillet's Jaunes want? By the 17th of November itself, which turned out to be Act 1, the protest movement was already encompassing other grievances, like the cost of living and the erosion of purchasing power. Once the government had suspended then cancelled, after Act 3, the fuel tax rise, and increased, after Act 4, the minimum wage as well as making overtime tax free, the GJ's demands became less economic and more political. A citizens' assembly, regular referenda etc. The list of their 42 demands published at the end of December is here in translation. Link. The People's Directives demands made by the Yellow Vests in France. Or here, with an additional 25 unofficial demands. Link. Demands of France's Yellow Vests as uploaded by France Bleu, November 29. Macron's concessions will cost the state some €10 billion, and it is to be feared that the principle, less taxes from me but more from the others, is causing a decrease in the level of support or even sympathy from the rest of the population, 48% in a recent poll. These concessions are going to make a difference to those struggling to get by, but it has not been enough to end the strife. Beyond fiscal anger, what the GJ want is to be taken seriously, listened to, they want more democracy. This has become a crisis of legitimacy for the president. So Macron announced solemnly on the 15th of January 2019 the launch of a great national debate, with cahiers de doléances, books of grievances, opened in town halls, and public meetings. He is hoping to diffuse the anger that way, but also hoping they won't end like Louis XVI as cahiers de doléances in May 1789. The consultation lasts until mid-March 2019. Interestingly, on the official online forum which organized a three-week consultation, the demand that in 2 days came first was, abrogate gay marriage. This shows that a powerful lobby group was in action though with a strong degree of mobilization. Since then it's been made clear that not everything is up for discussion: gay marriage, abortion, death penalty, EU, the cost of mass immigration. Let a thousand debates flourish, but certain topics are off limits, i.e. the ones ordinary people care about. The books already reveal a massive resentments and contradictions: lower taxes but higher social welfare benefits, cheaper diesel but more action on climate change, lower prices but higher wages, more university places, no selection but no fees, not even for foreign students. It has been said, hopefully more symbolically than literally, that the movement gathers one-third of far-right activists, one-third of far-left militants and one-third of pensioners, single mothers, employees on the minimum wage, SME entrepreneurs, shopkeepers and tradesmen. Another thing is that the rural GJ in the West are different from the retired GJ in the South, who are different from the unemployed GJ in the North. A common denominator is distrust of the president. At this point, it is useful to remember that Macron was elected by default, after Fillon was sidelined, after the great face-off Macron MLP, and that 40% of the electors in the 2017 presidential election are represented, since the parliamentary elections 1 month later, by 24 deputies out of 577. I don't know how much further Macron can go in his economic concessions, but the feeling that work does not pay and in particular a demand for a halt to taxes rising remains the top grievance. As one of the original GJ, Ghislaine Cotard, said recently, "It's not enough. We still have to fight the current taxes. The ones that have been in place for years. We should have woken up years ago, and now we have to make up for the years we missed." I suspect a large proportion of GJ know they are going up because they are supporting an ever-growing number of assorted non-productive people. Below is an incomplete table with the estimated numbers of GJ in Paris and across France, from Act 1 to Act 12. Date: Ministère de l'Intérieur. Home Office, Ministère de l'Intérieur. Home Office, Yellow Counter, Yellow Counter. France, Paris, France, Paris. Act I, the 17th of November 2018, 288,000. Act II, the 24th of November 2018, 166,000,8,000. Act 3, the 1st of December 2018, 136-0-0-10-0-0-0. Act 4, the 8th of December 2018, 126-0-0-0-10-0-0-0. Act 5, the 15th of December 2018, 66-0-0-0-3-500. Act 6, the 22nd of December 2018, 38-600-2-0-0-0. Act 7, the 29th of December 2018, 32-0-0-0-800. Act 8, the 5th of January 2019, 50-0-0-0-3-500. Act 9, the 12th of January 2019, 84-0-0-0-8-0-0-0. Act 10, the 19th of January 2019, 84-0-0-7-0-0-0-147-365-20-0-0-0. Act 11, the 26th of January 2019, 69-0-0-0-4-0-0-0-87-700. Act 12, the 2nd of February 2019, 58-610-0-0-73-313-800. To a media collective. N.B. Only the police was providing estimates for the first 9 weeks. The table may not render well on mobile devices. Clashes and casualties. On Saturday, the 2nd of February, Act 12, 13,800 people, according to a media collective, marched in Paris to pay tribute to the GJ injured and killed in the context of the protests. The official toll then was 1,900 injured civilians, 1,200 injured police. As this does not differentiate according to the seriousness of the injuries, a look at an unofficial count is necessary: 144 seriously injured, including 14 who have lost an eye. It can be found here, updated on the 30th of January. Link. Guy Litz Jones, Le Decompte des Blesses Graves. 10 people have died in traffic accidents indirectly connected to the GJ protests. Why has this movement initially benignly looked upon by local police given way to such violent clashes? Clashes became inevitable, particularly in Paris, when masked black-clad rioters, with or without high-vis vests, appeared at nightfall, hurled stones, smashed shop windows and burned anything in their way. As MMLP observed when she joined the GJ on the 24th of November, when I arrived on the Champs-Élysées, the real yellow vests were long gone. The movement was totally absorbed by left-wing activists. We heard death to capitalism. If this is the far right, it has changed. Very soon GJ were telling their comrades not to go to Paris but stay in their provinces so that they could not be associated with the rioters. One of our GP correspondents in France, Whitestones, informed us on the 24th of January. When police moved to lift a Guillet Journey blockade at a roundabout near La Ciotat yesterday morning, one of the 15 protesters became belligerent and struck a cop. When they searched him, they found he was carrying an automatic handgun. A search of his home revealed 10 rifles and shotguns, legitimately licensed. The handgun certainly isn't. The movement doesn't need those clowns. There is no doubt that the GJ have been subjected to a level of infiltration. It has been said that there are two kinds of GJ, those who blockade the roundabouts and those who come out on Saturdays, especially at night. How do you differentiate between a genuine GJ and a casseur, rioter, donning a yellow vest? Still, seeing week after week Robocops apply so much violence on their fellow French woke men has made for very uneasy watching. When else have we seen the police be so violent and inflict such horrific injuries against other kinds of protesters, from the left or from the Dindou and Rop suburbs, for example? The LBD-40, defense ball launcher, rubber ball projectile or flashball, has been used 9000 times since 17 November. And are we sure that all the police forces using it are equally well trained in the use of such a weapon? Trained riot police are assisted by plainclothes anti-gang police to help cope at weekends. Even leaving aside these excesses, it is disturbing that French people are fighting each other, tear gas v. Molotov cocktails, water cannons against iron bars and other projectiles, while their interior enemies, Ropus et Alisorted, watch and bide their time. Nativite, a GJ who comments BTL on Brabart, echoes this. We will probably never see the following hashtag #YellowVestLivesMatter on Twitter. Can you imagine that the French police is shooting on members of his own family, albeit letting the scum from the suburbs doing whatever they want to do? This is a wake-up call for all Europe. Our movement may not bear fruit, but every single person in Europe should be aware that not only their lifestyle but also their life is threatened by the leaders in power today. The excesses of police violence now allow the left to vilify the police, who until now, and particularly since the terrorist attacks which plunged France into mourning several times in rather quick succession, had been well appreciated by the French. The right does not like what it sees, the violence on either side. The Violette writers, who were behind the GJ particularly on the identitarian and cultural but also fiscal issues, are very unhappy about the turn the movement is taking. And who profits from division and a pre-revolutionary ambience? Whither the guillotine journs. It is not over. However, the movement is now divided between those who want to give it a political expression and more radical elements who don't even want to take part in the national debate. The fact that a number of GJ took part in the national strike on the 5th of February alongside the hard left represented by Mélenchon in the CGT trade union will alienate the right-wing GJ. Meanwhile, the cost to the economy is already considerable. The economic concessions have already been mentioned, which will be borne by taxpayers. The figures that follow were estimated at the end of 2018, after 7 acts. The forced inactivity of drugs unable to deliver has led to a degree of paralysis of the French economy. According to the Ministry of Work, some 58,000 people have lost their jobs or been partially unemployed by the crisis, mostly in SME companies. The damage to the equipment and infrastructure of the motorways is estimated at several tens of millions of euros in damage. It is estimated that the damage caused in Paris over several Saturdays will cost 10 million euros. Retail suffered, particularly before Christmas. The National Retail Federation estimated then that it had suffered a €2 billion loss. To this loss of turnover must be added the cost of repair to damaged shops. More than 2,000 companies filed claims for property damage and the interruption of their business. 4,000 claims insurance were filed for damaged vehicles, a few hundred more for damaged homes. The Insurance Federation believes they will pay between €100 and €200 million. The Association of Food Industries estimated losses of €13 billion for the agricultural sector. Lastly, tourists are keeping away. International air arrivals and hotel bookings in Paris dropped by 10%. Air France, KLM claimed it has lost €15 million in sales. Image. 3 days after Act 1, empty shelf in a supermarket. The ballot box. On the 23rd of January, 2GJ announced the list of candidates they will field for the elections to the European Parliament, which will take place on the 26th of May. Instantly, the Rallement d'Initiative Citoyenne, RIC, was contested by more radical GJ who accuse them of selling out. Hoping to become a politician when one decries representative democracy is a tad contradictory. Such a list also raises the question, should street movements get involved in party politics? What would be the input of any RICMEPs in Brussels? There are now 4 GJ lists. It is feared that the RIC and others will dilute opposition to Macron and will divide the right-wing vote. The GJ, if they voted at all, have voted in the past for the extreme left, Mélenchon's France Insoumise, to the so-called far right, MLP's FN, now renamed Rassemblement National, RN, with votes cast for Les Républicains, Sarkozy and Fillon's party, LR, La Républicaine Marca, Macron's, LREM, Socialists, Hollande's, or La France Debout, Dupont-Aignan's, in between. Image. An opinion poll, published on the 23rd of January, shows that RN would be the main loser. Link. Sondage BFM TV, La Liste LREM, modem entate des intentions de vote pour les Européens devant l'ORN. The column on the left is without a GJ list, the column on the right with MLP and her RN are in purple, Macron and his LREM in orange. The GJ list would come third with 13% of voting intentions, behind Macron's and MLP's. Yes, incredibly, the latest opinion polls show Macron's list coming first in the European elections. Puzzling or what? At a time when Euroscepticism is rising everywhere and when it would have seemed crucial, from the government's point of view, to ensure that it would not come top of the vote, it was reported, on Sunday 4 February, right after Act 12, that the government was considering organizing a referendum on the same day as the EU elections. A referendum? The last one took place on the 29th of May 2005 and the 55% of French voters who opposed the EU constitution were roundly ignored. The EU constitution was dropped and morphed into the Lisbon Treaty. It has transpired, since the EU referendum in the UK and the beginning of the GJ protests, that a sizable number of these voters have not forgotten. Readers of the right-wing paper Le Figaro do not want a referendum on the 26th of May. Image. Poll. This online readers' poll was taken on the 3rd of February. An overwhelming no, without the question, S being decided on and not knowing what would be made of the answer, S. Among the GJ, even though we've seen the odd EU flag being burned or the odd Frexit placard during the demonstrations, there is not a lot of evidence that the EU is at the heart of their grievances. However, many of their demands could not be implemented as long as France is in the EU. At some point they'll have to articulate that debate. Surprisingly, Macron's handling of the GJ crisis has caused his approval rating to go from a low of 23% in October to 34% in a poll published on the 6th of February. France at a crossroads. Roundabouts became ubiquitous in France in the 1970s. They were called ronds points anglais then. France rather took to them. It has up to 50.000 ronds points, half the roundabouts in the world, 10.000 only in Britain. They are usually ugly and are the emblem of the French malaise. It is fitting that they have been taken over by the GJ, who turned them into places of protest, against taxes and against the destruction of their way of life, but also into places of friendship and solidarity. Whatever happens to the movement, whether it splinters, is taken over, goes mainstream, or changes France forever, we shall never view a yellow vest in quite the same way again, as it has become a symbol of the new resistance, along with a red MAGA hat. Copyright Sunshine and Showers 2019.